USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In her first public speech to children during World War II, the future Queen Elizabeth II.
My sister, Margaret Rose, and I feel so much for you. As we know from experience what it means to be away from those we love most of all.
On her 21st birthday in 1947, Princess Elizabeth went on the radio and made a promise to Britain and its Commonwealth nations. She pledged,
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
The Queen has died. Long live the King, King Charles III. A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist that exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Rob Tellis. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched the politician's. On Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed his country will never abandon the nuclear weapon it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of weakening North Korea's defenses and eventually hoping for the collapse of his government. Un went on to lay out conditions where the North would be inclined to use its nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine on Thursday. He announced he's giving away $2.8 billion of your money to Ukraine and other European countries threatened by Russia. The bulk of the money is for weapons and gas-fueled vehicles. Opening game for the NFL season went to the Buffalo Bills in a dominant win over the Los Angeles Rams Thursday night. Final score was 31-10. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Well, it's not the Jetsons lifestyle we were all hoping for, but it is a step in that direction.
United Airlines announced that it is investing $15 million in Eve Air Mobility, which makes flying Eve taxis designed for short commutes in urban areas or to get to the airport. The investment comes after United last month put down a $10 million deposit on 100 similar aircrafts. The $15 million will cover 200 of Eve's four-seat flying taxis, with the first deliveries arriving in 2026. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Facing an European energy crisis, United Kingdom's brand new Prime Minister Liz Truss ended England's ban on fracking Thursday, opening the door to domestic shale gas production. President Biden continues political stumping in Ohio on Friday for the groundbreaking of a new Intel computer chip facility. Biden will head to the suburban Columbus, Ohio area to talk about the Senate race between Democrat Tim Ryan and Republican J.D. Vance. South Carolina Democrat Crystal Matthews is trying to outvote Republican U.S. Senator Tim Scott, but now she's facing calls from her own party to shut down the campaign. Newly discovered audio files has her making disparaging remarks about South Carolina voters. TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.